Well, I'm going to tell you, God wants you to discover your purpose, and he wants you to know it. Now, let's look at Ephesians chapter, what I tell you, chapter 5. Look at what he says. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Christ shall give you revelation. He will give you insight. When he is the light of the world, isn't he? He said, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What is the light of life? It is the reason for your existence. He will give you the light of life, the light you need to live your life so that you live your life on purpose. That you live your life with a purpose. See, one of the things that almost drove me to suicide was having no reason for being here. I said, you know, if I can have some money in my pocket, and you know, when you're 20 years old, you don't need a lot. When you ain't got no bills, no responsibility. I said, if I can get me a car, get me some money where I'm not broke, and get me a lady, I'm going to be all right. And you know what? I had all of that and was empty inside. I said, there's got to be more to life than this. I got all this stuff here that says it's going to make me happy. And then none of this stuff making me happy. And I'm still empty inside. Something is still missing. And what it was, a reason for being. Because only God knows why you were created. Amen. The only people that know why you're created is the people that God revealed it to. Like your parents. Your parents sometimes can see something in you. And God say, now shoot them this way right here like an arrow. Point them in the direction of their destiny. Amen. Create opportunities for them in this area because they got a gift. There's an anointing. There's a grace on their life for this. You can see it in children. So a parent's responsibility is to steer that child in the direction of their destiny until they can discover it for themselves. Amen. Everybody say, Christ shall give me light. When is he going to give you light? He's going to give you light today, now. He ain't waiting 3 weeks to give you light. That's 3 weeks wasted. God wants you to have light today. He wants you to know today. He wants you to make whatever adjustment you got to make. Make the adjustment today to get back or to stay or to fine-tune your course. Amen? Life is like it's like having a GPS. You know, you get off course, what happens when you miss a turn? It recalculate, reroute, and going to put you back on the path you're supposed to be on. Well, I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit is like the GPS of life. Hallelujah. I know y'all thinking about it. I know you're thinking about it. All right, listen to this here. He says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now, how does a fool walk? A fool walks with no purpose in mind. A fool walks with no destination in sight. He's not shooting for anything. He's just living his life haphazardly. Whatever come, gonna come. Whatever happen, just gonna happen. If a wind won't blow me that way, I just go this way. If another wind won't come this way and blow me that way, I just go that way. That's where people in this church hop. Well, whatever, however the Spirit leads me, that ain't the Spirit. Well, the Spirit lead me here this week, the Spirit led me there the next week, the Spirit led me. That ain't the Spirit. Because you act like the Spirit don't have a mind. The Holy Spirit can tell you right where you need to be. Ain't no special grace for church hopping. Okay. That's right. Amen. Get in a place and you get planted there. Yes. Amen. 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 Glory to God, because God gives you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, cautiously, on purpose, not as a fool, but as a wise. Now, he said, now, if you're going to do wise, how do you know when you're living your life wisely? Because you're redeeming the time. That means that you are making time work for you, not against you. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. We're living in an evil day. We're living in bad, bad times out there in the world. So you have to make wise use of your time. Redeem the time, he says. That means take advantage of the opportunities that you are given. Take advantage of the graces that God has put in your life. I mean, dream big. Hallelujah. And use your time wise. We waste so much time. And the devil is good at creating distraction. He's good at creating time stealers. They had this little game on the phone called Candy Crush. There's a bunch of them. Now, I ain't played one in so long, I can't remember the names of them. But I remember somebody said, you ought to play this game. It's interesting. And boy, it's challenging. And then you got to keep going, find out how many levels it's got. Then you're up to like level number 35. What level you on, 27? I'm on 35. How you got up there? You got to work on it. You know, but one way you can get to level number 37 is you got to spend some time. So you can spend hours mashing buttons.
Time.
Killing time. Just killing it. Just wiping it out. Stuff not getting done. Not contributing to your purpose. Misdirected. You have no focus. And you know, Facebook. All right, I don't hear amen. I hear groans this morning. What's all them? What's all these groans I'm hearing up in here? You're supposed to say amen. You ain't supposed to. You spend hours and hours on Facebook looking at other people's business. What about your business? Listen, there's a benefit to anything, but if you go too far with it, then it becomes not a benefit but a curse to you. Think about how you spend your time. How do you spend your time? You can spend 4 hours on the computer or playing a game, but a 2-hour church service too long. The pastor went 2 hours a day. That don't make no sense having church that long. What you going to do with the time you wasn't at church? You're going to be on that game, on that Facebook. Some people bring their phone in here and try to, and they walk in deception because they want everybody to think they're on a Bible app. But the Bible ain't never even been open. Or they open the Bible in case somebody look where they can switch it quick. I got my Bible app open, but you got some other stuff open too. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. That means that you don't have time to waste. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Everybody in here is supposed to understand what God's will is for them. And you get it out of the Word, and you get it by seeking God. Don't be unwise, but understanding. We're supposed to have an understanding of what the will of God is so that we are not deceived and that we're not intoxicated with the wrong thing. The next verse, what does it say? Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but what? Be filled with the Spirit. We should be spending our time making sure that we are staying full of the Holy Ghost. Speaking to ourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. Giving thanks. That's what we're supposed to be. Spend our time giving thanks. Spend our time doing good things. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So God wants you to know what his will is. Understanding what his will is means also understanding why you were created and why you're here. While you're on this earth, you should be focused, and all of us, we should be focused on doing God's will. Everybody say doing his will.
Doing
his will. So, I'm going to tell you, that's a novel concept right there. Doing God's will. Everybody say it again. Say doing God's will.
Doing God's will.
Say it again. I'm here
for the purpose
of doing God's will.
Of doing God's will.
Say I am here to do God's will.
I'm here
right now,
created
to do God's will.
I was created for His pleasure,
not Him for mine. God ain't created. He is the creator. But I'm going to tell you, God don't exist for your pleasure.
Amen.
You exist for His.
Amen.
Now, does He give you pleasure? Absolutely. I delight to do thy will, O God. There's pleasure in doing the will of God, but Satan has painted the will of God as some abstract thing that is so unpleasing and unpleasant that nobody really wants to submit and do the will of God because they think it's so bad. I don't want to be in the will of God all the way. What you mean? You don't be all the way in the will of God. I just want to be in the will of God a little bit. No, you got to get all in. You can't be in the will of God a little bit. Either you in or you out. I want to be in the will of God. Now, turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 6. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, look at this next verse. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Laid up, that meaning reserved in heaven, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearance. There's a crown of righteousness that's been reserved for you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Jesus, take control. He will bring you out. I fell in love with Jesus.